Pitch to Bellinger. He swings and he hits a high fly ball right center field. This ball's gone!
Now a 3-1 for Acuna. Swinging a high fly ball! Deep to left field! Way, way back! It's gone!
Live from the Auto Farm Studios, it's Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Live from the Auto Forum Studios. I know everybody in the state of Utah right now has football fever, and tonight, beginning at 7:15, we will send you to Lavelle Edwards Stadium for live coverage as the Utah Utes open up the season against BYU. But to break up some of the football talk, let's go to Major League Baseball, where the storylines continue to develop. We're now down to the final 25-26 games of the season. I mean, we're really getting down to it. September is right around the corner. In fact, next week, we're going to be talking about September baseball. I love this time of the year. Joining us right now on the phone to discuss Major League Baseball, we have Steve Bordstein, a great friend of mine and a great friend of the show. Steve, of course, is the host of First Sports and Fox Sports 1340 in New Mexico. Steve, as always, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
I love talking baseball with you, Steve. And as we get down to the end of August, things are becoming a little bit more clear as far as which teams we can finally X out. I mean, the National League wild card was pretty intense there for a while. It was a log jam. It's starting to separate a little bit. If you go to the American League, it's been set somewhat for a little while now. We knew the Yankees would be the top dog in the AL East. Finally, the Boston Red Sox are making a push. They may have enough to top the Tampa Bay Rays, but really we're down to about 10 to 11 teams total that we can view as legitimate contenders for the postseason. Now, I love this time of year.
Oh, God, yeah. This is my favorite time right now. You mentioned the BYU-Utah game coming up tonight. The team that I think I'm most kind of keeping an eye on right now, and you mentioned the American League race right now, team I'm keeping my eye on the most right now is the Oakland A's, because don't they do this every year? The Oakland A's make that push. They don't have guys that outside of the Oakland area or the American League West followers, they don't have that roster that screams out with gigantic nationally known names. But man, they are scrappy. And they are putting together a pretty nice little run right now in the American League West. They're not going to catch Houston. Houston's going to pull away, obviously, in that division. But you don't want to go to Oakland. Like, you just don't want to go there. And if there's a sorry team that, you know, if you're just a casual baseball fan, that fan base is rabid up there. It's a scrappy team that's got some good pitching. They can mash the ball like nobody. And they're a team, but they're that cliche, the team you don't want to face going into the postseason.
As you mentioned, the fan base in Oakland, it's even more so rabid, I believe, this year, considering the fact that they are losing their football team. So it's kind of a lame duck season for the Raiders, and you take a look at the success that the A's are having. And you're absolutely right. They're not household names. But, Steve, they're very good. There's a lot of entertaining players on this team. Matt Chapman is an extremely talented offensive ball player for the Oakland A's. In fact, he has 30 home runs and 75 RBIs so far this season. I agree with you on the A's, and if the playoffs were to begin today by virtue of percentage points, the Tampa Bay Rays would not be in. The wild card would feature the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland A's. But I'm going to go back to what I just talked about a moment ago. We have to pay attention to the Boston Red Sox. They appear to be dead in the water about 2 weeks ago, and that's not the case anymore. They've won 7 out of their last 10 games. They're 72-62, and we know how much talent's on this roster.
And I am going to make them dead in the water, because the problem is, like you mentioned, 2 weeks ago they were here. I remember that series. There was a four-game set, I want to say it was in late July, when they absolutely just train-wrecked the New York Yankees. And then they went into a tailspin. This has been their season all year long, has been the Red Sox. There's no consistency to this team whatsoever, and that's going to be a problem. Even if they do manage to sneak into the postseason, I think the problem is the inconsistency. They've been that way all season long. Some weeks they look great, some weeks they look terrible. If they do manage to sneak into the postseason, I'm not that concerned about them, because I just think that eventually they're going to find a way to fall back into the same patterns that they had before. Because it wasn't necessarily injuries that were keeping them inconsistent. It was just a lack of hitting one week or a lack of pitching the next. It's just some days, there's some days they were better than just others. And that, you can say that about any team, obviously, but it just seems to be a growing pattern with this Red Sox team throughout much of this year. Because when they, I remember when they absolutely, what was it, they scored like 15 runs or something against the Yankees one game, and they did that the entire series. And then a week later, you couldn't find them on a roadmap. So I worry about the Red Sox from a consistency standpoint. Yes, it's a great story. Defending World Series champions back in the World Series. I mean, back in the playoffs, that would be fantastic. But I just don't buy them long term.
You know, the thing about the Red Sox, if you take a look at their home record, 34-34. Okay, and I go back to the early season struggles of Chris Sale. He was terrible at Fenway Park. That may be what keeps them out of the postseason. The fact that Chris Sale, who signed this big extension in the offseason, was lights out of the postseason last year, is sitting in a spot where he was just dreadful at home, and they're 500 as we go to the final month of the season. That may be the sticking point for this Red Sox team.
Right, and to go back to last year, remember, that was the team that had every single advantage in the world. I mean, it was David Price, it was Chris. They had every single advantage in the world last year. They were unbeatable at home, and that's the problem this year. It's that this year's team, compared to last year's, and again, this is a team that they didn't lose that many moving parts. They lost Joe Kelly. That was a big moving part for them, especially in the postseason. But this was a team that didn't lose that many moving parts. And for them to go from where they were last year with all the expectations and all the tremendous play they had throughout the year, including what was basically an unbeatable record at home. I believe they went 19 games at home or some ridiculous, ungodly number of games last year. And for them to be sitting there right now with a 500 record going into September at home, that's just you can't win that way in the postseason.
No, I agree with you. Again, our guest right now is Steve Bortstein. He's the host of First Sports on Fox Sports 1340 in New Mexico. We'll talk about that show in just a bit. Steve, let's move to the National League. And before we take a look at the wild card picture and really the red hot St. Louis Cardinals, who are doing everything that they possibly can to keep the Cubs at bay, I want to talk about the Dodgers. They have an opportunity to clinch the division over the weekend. By the time we get to Monday or Tuesday, they could have the NL West shirt up. If that is in fact the case, you are now in the driver's seat and you can pretty much do what the organization feels is best. And what I mean by this, do you try to continue to just rake up the wins and keep the Atlanta Braves away from that top spot in the National League? Or is this a team that's going into the third straight World Series run, where if you were to fall back to that number two spot in the National League, let's say, and you draw the St. Louis Cardinals instead of the Washington Nationals, or, I don't know, the Chicago Cubs or we'll say the Cubs, just because I believe the Cardinals win the Central. So the Nationals or the Cubs. As a Dodger, as Dave Roberts, he has the opportunity to kind of dictate the way things go in the National League over the final month of the season. It's a unique spot to be in.
Okay, so I had this conversation on my show earlier in the week. In Major League Baseball, when your team is garbage and you're trying to get the number one draft pick, if you're the NBA and you're trying to win the lottery or you're trying to make sure you have a greater advantage in the lottery, if you're the NFL and you're trying to get the number one pick, we call that tanking, right? We have and it's a negative connotation.
Correct.
But if you're the Dodgers and you're in this position, it's not. We don't call it tanking. We call it positioning, okay? So it's funny because it's the same thing. You're deliberately going out of your way to create a favorable scenario for your franchise, your organization. We call it positioning. They call it tanking. But I find it hilarious. And what I'm doing, if I'm Dave Roberts, and I said this to my boss this morning, you were hanging out at work this morning. In 2017, we lost the World Series. I think a lot of us Dodgers fans will agree because of Yu Darvish in Game 7. In 2018, we lost the World Series. I think a lot of us would agree because of Manny Machado just being Manny Machado. If we're going to lose the World Series in 2019, we're going to lose it because of Dave Roberts, because he's going to outthink himself. What you need to do right now, I don't know if we're going to lose games deliberately, but we need to slow down some of our guys. Rio needs some time off, or at least he needs shorter outings. Same with Kershaw. Same with Bueller. You got to put these guys on ice for a couple of weeks. If that means you lose games, you fall to number two, I'm perfectly fine with that. And anybody, any Major League Baseball prognosticator, analyst, anyone, whatever, who says, no, that's dishonest or that's tanking, I don't want to hear about it because I'm trying to win a World Series.
Yeah, I don't think it's tanking, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it because, look, when you are 41 games above 500 at the end of August, you have done everything right up to this point in time, and you've earned the right to, as you referred to it as, position yourself. It's not tanking. Tanking right now, you know, you take a look at the Pittsburgh Pirates. All right, if the Pirates want to fall below the Miami Marlins, who right now are 8 games below them, that's tanking, right? What the Philadelphia 76ers did for years, that's tanking. When you dominate a season, 162-game season for 140 games, you've earned the right to position yourself.
I agree, but if you're losing games and you fall back to that number two spot, that's what people will refer to it as, right? And it's wrong. It's wrong to refer to it as that. You're doing the best thing for your organization. If the reason you want the number one pick if you're the Philadelphia 76ers is because you want to do the best for your organization, we can call that positioning yourself. We can call that a lot of different things. But the general impression is, oh, you're quitting. Yeah. If I'm the Dodgers right now, to your point, I'm 40 games above 500. I have a 20-game lead in my division. I've won my division. I'm the best team in the National League. If that means I go out and suck the last 25 games, so be it. I have no interest in that. I've already taken care of my business. I'm ready for the postseason. I will do whatever it takes to have every advantage for that organization going into the postseason.
Steve, let's move over and talk about the Cardinals for just a moment. That's a team that's really come on strong. In fact, last night, the Brewers brought an end to their 6-game winning streak. But still, the Cardinals right now are at the top of the Central Division. And if you would have told me at the beginning of the season that Colton Wong would have the high average on the team of the 280 as we go into September and the Cardinals would be at top of that division, I would have laughed hysterically at you. Paul Goldschmidt hasn't been great this season, but Colton Wong has been a pleasant surprise for this Cardinals team. I know it's cliche in baseball. We talked about the A's. They're a scrappy squad. Nobody wants to play the A's. It kind of, the Cardinals kind of fit that logic and that stereotype as well in the National League. Is it any different this year?
No. And that's it's the same St. Louis story every year, isn't it? Just when you think you've gotten rid of them, here they come. And you just mentioned it a moment ago. It's always that one guy you don't expect. You know, I remember a few years ago, it was Matt something or other. Because these are guys that, again, you never hear of. They're not big national names. And they come out of nowhere, and suddenly they're mashing home runs left and right. And suddenly you got another catch. You got a pitcher who's going to win 16 games in late in the season, and suddenly they're in the playoffs. And unfortunately, I just don't think it matters. And I hate to say this because it makes me sound like kind of an elitist right now. The Cardinals, the Brewers, the Cubs, the Mets, the Nationals, the Phillies, the Braves, they're the only one. That is the only team in the National League that I even give a slight edge, not edge, but a look at. Right? I saw what they did to the Dodgers in the series we had against them a few weeks ago. They're a scrappy ball club. They're good. There is nobody in the National League that can contend with the LA Dodgers. And that's no disrespect to those other teams. That's just not. But this is such a foregone conclusion that, again, unless Dave Roberts screws this up, there's no other team in the National League. I give St. Louis a lot of credit. They're fun to watch. I hope they win the division. I do. Because the Cubs don't deserve it. They haven't earned it this year. Read a report this morning. Now they're looking to trade Chris Bryant. The Brewers, in my mind, the Brewers and the Red Sox are the most disappointing teams of 2019 because they went into this season, I think the Brewers, looking every bit the part of that team to beat in the National League, and they have floundered every opportunity this year.
I want to end with what you just said about the Chicago Cubs. There are rival executives that believe they will listen to trade offers with Chris Bryant. You obviously are not impressed by this report, Steve, just judging from your tone of voice.
If they want to get rid of Chris Bryant, that's great. I don't know how you justify it right now. I mean, I don't know how you take a guy who, you know, has been kind of the lifeblood of that organization for the last couple of years and suddenly say, oh, we're done with him. But look, this is not going to be the last move that the Cubs are going to make either now or in this offseason. I think there's massive changes that are coming to this Cubs organization. I think it's going to start. I think it's going to start in the managerial office. I think they're going to make massive changes. The Cubs are, I think, due for a pretty major upheaval on and off the field, because the expectations of them and the Brewers, I think, going into this season have not been met, and some heads are going to roll this offseason.
Steve Bordstein, again, he's the host of First Sports on Fox Sports 1340 in New Mexico. Steve, it is always a pleasure to get you on the show. Of course, before I let you go, you have to let the listeners know where they can find more of your work.
Fox Sports AM 1340, 93.9 FM. We air across northwest New Mexico throughout the Four Corners region. And, of course, you can also listen online through the iHeartRadio app. Just go to our website at foxsports1340.com. First Sports airs Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time. That's 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. Jordan is a frequent guest on the show, talking usually about college football. We talk some Major League Baseball. We also have him on from time to time just to get us caught up on everything happening in the world of sports. He's a great guest, and we appreciate his time very much. The national show, we're a Broncos affiliate, so we talk a lot of Broncos football. We talk a lot of, we're also a Westwood One and Compass Media Sports affiliate as well. So a lot of college football talk. Really excited about that Utah BYU game. That's going to be a ball burner, I think, coming up. But looking forward to that one as well. You can also follow me on Twitter at Fox 1340 AM.
Steve, it is always a pleasure. Thank you again for taking out the time to join us. Enjoy the weekend, and I'm sure we'll talk again real soon.
Looking forward to it, my friend. Thank you.
We've got a break for just a moment, but we have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return live from the Auto Farm Studios right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.